Wake Up Call continues now. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb here on Wake Up Call SB Nation Radio. Let's get the good of the day, Mr. Culver, on a Throwback Thursday.
All right, well, we're all kind of inundated with Zoom meetings, right?
Yes.
Everywhere you go, everyone is talking about Zoom meetings. Is there even another company? I think also what's going to happen is Zoom will become the new term like TiVo is.
That's a great, like Band-Aid.
Band-Aid.
Yeah, like Band-Aid or Kleenex or Xerox.
Yep.
Right, you'll use another company, but you'll still say Zoom.
You'll still say Zoom.
Yeah,
right. I think we're getting
great
to that point.
That's a great point.
But even though Zoom meetings, we all kind of complain about Zoom meetings. Special things happen, like you know, J.J. Watt appeared on a couple Zoom meetings the other day. He actually put out on Twitter.
Nice,
hey,
J.J.
Who has a Zoom meeting coming up? Let me know. I'll join.
That's great.
So I don't know if he's doing that for fun or he's bored. Probably a little bit of both.
Maybe a little bit of both. That's right.
You know what? I mean, if you're a football player who can't go and work out and there's really nothing to do and you're just sitting around the house all day and your job doesn't start for a while, you're bored.
Yeah,
you can't go anywhere.
Wouldn't that be fun if you were in a meeting like about the latest Q3 IT, something that would be like very technical? And J.J. Watt was in that meeting?
Yeah.
Just sitting there listening to all of you? Going, the proposal of the proposal of the proposal. And J.J. Watt's sitting there? And you're kind of bored? J.J. Watt's kind of bored?
Yep.
And he just chimes in for no reason whatsoever?
Just chimes in. Enjoy.
That's great.
But I'm bringing this up because there's been this little trend happening.
Okay.
And I'm kind of digging it. Josh Gad, everyone knows he's everyone's favorite snowman from
That's
the
right.
movie Frozen
right.
and a bunch of other movies as well. He hosted a reunion of sorts that you can watch in its entirety on YouTube, by the way.
Okay.
It's only about, I think it's about 25 minutes long. He hosted a reunion of the cast of Goonies.
Did he really?
Everyone, currently what they're doing now, everyone is still alive. Not only that, but he took it a step further. He got the original cast together, and I mean everybody. You picture everyone in the Goonies who was marching through the caves.
I haven't seen the Goonies in 30 years.
There you go. Well,
Easily. Watch
this. Make your kids watch this, and then watch the movie.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Because you'll say, look at all these guys. Now, you see that really skinny guy with the hat and the floral shirt? That's Chunk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But
he's
not only
like the truffle shuffle.
Yeah, not only did he have the Goonies, all the original Goonies characters like Corey Haim, Josh Brolin, what's his name? Samwise Gamgee. I can't remember his name. Sean Austin.
Sean Austin, yeah.
He also had Martha Plimpton and Carrie Green, I had a crush on Carrie back in the day. Who didn't?
That's awesome.
But he also had Joe Pantoliano and Robert Davi.
Wow! How do you
the original Fratellis?
You know what? Since we're all quarantined, this must be easy to put together. Like,
yeah, oh yeah,
nothing. No one's doing anything.
What are you guys doing?
So it's not like, oh, I can't do that. I'm on location in London filming my next thing.
But he was able to get Richard Donner.
That's
Richard.
Great.
Richard Donner joined in. Chris Columbus joined in, who wrote the film. Steven Spielberg did join as well.
That's awesome.
And Cyndi Lauper.
Good for Cyndi Lauper.
Now, the only bad thing about all this is that Steven Spielberg pretty much squashed the idea of a Goonies 2.
Yeah. Well, what were they going to do, really?
Well, I don't think it was going to be with the original cast.
Yeah, but do we really need a Goonies 2? Not everything is built for a sequel.
No, I don't know if we need a Goonies 2 as a sequel to them, or maybe... I don't know. Just
like
kind of,
no, like a revamp of like, like we're going to redo the story with new people.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that would be cool.
That would be cool.
That's
but
cool.
Not to, but don't take away from One-Eyed Willie, please. Do your own thing.
Goonies is a good story, and if you just redid it like they did Carrie, and didn't they redo Carrie once? And they redid It, and they've done a whole bunch of movies where they've redone it. That's, I agree with that. I like that. I just don't see a sequel. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to do it. Don't bring them all back to do a Where Are They Now 35 years later.
Don't carry on the story. Don't, we don't need no that.
But you're right.
Chunk's kids got in trouble for doing the truffle shuffle. Yeah, we don't need to know any of that.
Those, by the way, really never work out like you think they work out. Like when somebody says, oh, we're going to bring them all back and do Now They're Adults.
No.
After a while, you lose the nostalgic feeling, and you realize, boy, yeah, these stories
we're
suck.
Into it for about the first 15.
Yeah.
First 15 minutes, like, here. This is great.
Yeah.
And then it fizzles away.
And it goes away.
But yeah, but you can check it out. It's
that's great.
It was so much. I was watching. I got to watch the rest of it because I got interrupted watching it. But I'm sitting there, and I'm just, like, mesmerized because they're doing is they're just talking with each other.
Yeah.
And Josh Gad is just fielding questions at him about, you know, what was it like filming back then and, you know, what kind of troubles did you guys get into? And, you know, because when they were brought up the Goonies 2, Steven Spielberg said, where are we going to find, like, six unknown, rambunctious, reckless, or something, kids that, you know, just really annoying kids type of thing.
That's awesome.
Because I guess that was a running joke between Richard Donner and Steven Spielberg, is that they just could not deal with these kids.
That's awesome. Good. That's great. All right, so then what's the bad of the day?
It's not really a bad of the day. Is that I think we all need to start doing our part. Belgium is facing a potato crisis.
Belgium doesn't have the potatoes.
No. They have too much potatoes.
I was just going to say, do they have too much potatoes?
Too much potatoes. In fact, they have asked the entire country to, hey, you guys all need to start having potatoes at least twice a week.
Twice a week?
Twice a week. You need to start having French fries twice a week.
Okay, I'm kind of like, yeah.
You're trying to find the bad in it.
I easily have potatoes twice a week. What's the normal Belgian diet that they're not consuming twice a week?
It's pommes frites. That's their thing.
So they want you to eat
like twice fried potatoes. Well, they have a surplus of frozen potatoes. I guess they're one of the largest distributors of frozen potatoes.
All right, let's go back for this for a second. They don't. They want you to eat the pommes frites. They're not like
They need you to eat potatoes because they're about to throw away.
You can eat a hash brown. You can eat fries. You can eat potato chips. You can do anything with the potato as long as you consume the potato.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
There's a lot of ways to eat potatoes.
Yeah, there's many ways to eat potatoes.
But that's why I'm saying it's not really bad. I don't understand how Belgium got to this point.
That wouldn't be difficult for us at all.
Not at all. You tell us
I have four or five potatoes some capacity a day.
I mean, are we the only? We're not the only country that's been creative enough to go, hey, you can have them mashed, you can have them baked, you can have them twice baked, you can fry them, you can have them in chip form.
Chips have been my go-to snack during quarantine, which is why I've gained weight.
But this is specific. You know, they're just getting ready to throw thousands of pounds of, potatoes away. Yesterday, I think we talked about, how there's going to be throwing away kegs of beer.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that I can understand. You know, it's like that's kind of rough to get behind. I mean, I'll do my part as American to drink as much beer as possible to, you know, help with the surplus we have. Potatoes would be easy.
Yeah, potatoes would be easy.
You know, you're telling me that, like, me and my family, we have to have potatoes. We have to have them twice a week.
I saw a picture
Step
of
up our game.
I saw a picture of a pile of potatoes in Idaho. They just got dumped.
Yeah, that's what's going on here. They're going to be dumping, you know, millions of pounds of potatoes.
Oh God,
come on, Belgium, get it together. I understand Belgium's a smaller country. You know, maybe that's part of the problem.
You know, I was in the supermarket the other day, and it's still packed with food, but I keep wondering, when is the day when it's not going to be packed with food?
Yeah.
I'm like nervous about that.
What I'm nervous about? They keep threatening and they keep toying with this meat shortage thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not going vegetarian.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
I didn't climb to the top
of the food chain to have that happen.
That's the one thing. It's like, you know what's still amazing about this country is we made tacos last night and we didn't have taco sauce and we needed cheese. So my wife goes, can you go to the store and get some? I go, sure. And I still, even in this pandemic, and you know, as I walked in, there was still at least 10 brands of taco sauce I could choose from. Taco sauce.
See, doesn't that make you nervous? Not that part, but the fact that, okay, you know, you hear little stories about, okay, they got to toss all this beer.
Yeah.
Farmers are just dumping milk by the gallons and gallons and gallons, you know, because I don't know what more than a gallon is, but, you know, just barrels of milk are being tossed. And then if we get to that point where, like, well, we don't have any milk.
Yeah.
Like, well, what happened with the milk we had?
That's right. I know.
I mean, I guess I know it can't keep forever. It'll spoil or go bad, but, it's, you know, I'm just afraid that, you know, they might get into this habit of, like, well, you know, restaurants aren't ordering. People aren't shopping as much. I mean, I don't know. I mean, the other scary thing is, are we ever going to have a shortage of toilet paper?
Yeah.
Because everyone keeps buying it. Somebody's got it all, right?
Well, yeah, that's the one thing. I mean, you kind of, I don't know. It's just one day the supply chain is going to be really affected, and I'm nervous about that. But I still, you know, my son works at a local supermarket, and he says the truck's still coming every day loaded with stuff. And
yeah,
I said,
there's still stuff out there.
I keep optimistic. So I said, good. I said, you know. Good, but I'm hoping one day those trucks are.
We're all going to have to become farmers.
Yeah, I know.
Grow our own
victory
stuff.
Gardens in our front backyard. So, yeah, but you know.
So, how does one grow cow?
I know, because I like my ribeyes.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, without question. All right, what is the dumb of the day?
Our favorite governor.
Governor
of Georgia.
George. Oh no. Well, I don't even know who he is, so he's not my.
It
favorite
doesn't
governor.
Really matter. How he's going to remain governor is beyond me. He famously. Said about a month into the country kind of being on semi-lockdown that he was like, hey, did you know that you can get this? You can be carrying the virus and not show any symptoms?
Right.
Remember him? He was about a month behind on that.
See, I hate to say I don't know. Okay. I don't remember. Well, I'm not sure about Georgia.
He was about a month behind when he figured out that you can be carrying the coronavirus and not show any symptoms.
Right. Okay.
And in the same breath said, hey, we're going to open up the beaches.
Right.
Okay. Okay. So that's why he's our favorite governor. He has a new thing now. Because obviously there's a lot of teens in Georgia, as they are across America, turning 16.
Right.
And when you turn 16, the rite of passage is to get a driver's license. Well, you can't effectively have a teen take a driver's test with a stranger.
Right. You can't do that. Yeah.
Can't do that.
I thought those would be on hiatus.
No. Well, for the rest of the country who is smart, yes. For Georgia, all you need is a parent signature.
So a parent can sign and the kid can be in a car with somebody?
No. A parent can sign and the kid can get a driver's license.
Okay. That's a little different than my kid and we, you know, Oh, God, really? So we don't even test it? We're not even testing them?
No, you don't need to test them. I mean, the parent. It's up to the parent to say to themselves, do I want my kid to have a driver's license? Do I think he's responsible enough to drive?
Oh, okay.
And if I feel that way, I'll sign the piece of paper that he did his driver's training because he did it with me. He didn't do it with a third-party instructor.
Right.
I'll sign off on those 40 hours. He can take it in. He doesn't have to take the driver's test. Still has to take the written test, which I'm assuming is online. As long as he passes the written test, I mean, the kid could be really smart book-wise, but he could be a terrible driver. But all I got to do is sign this piece of paper, and he gets a driver's license.
I agree with you that this is dumb. Let me play devil's advocate for a second. What if the state of Georgia said, you know what? Everybody who's gone with their parents... Everybody who's done 50 hours of driving, whatever it takes, everybody who fills in the, because we, you know, when I got my driver's license, they took my parents' word for it, that I did all the home training. They didn't ask me to.
Oh, see, I had a certificate because I had to take a third party class.
Right. Well, that's right. I had to take a third party class.
Yeah.
But they submitted. They didn't come to my house and watch my parents drive me around. So when my parents said we did the necessary amount of time, they just went, okay. So what if the state of Georgia said, what if they went, look, we have a 99% passing rate of kids who come in here. They take the drivers, they take the test, they pass the test, their parents, they drive with their parents. Nobody fails. We give licenses to pretty much every single soul that comes through here. So let's just do it this way because we're really, it's not like it's 40% of these kids get driver's license. It's like 99% get driver's license. I still think you need, but what if they're saying this is, it's almost guaranteed that they're going to pass. So let's just do away with the middleman. I don't know. This is my idea.
I don't know if that flies.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I'm just saying that if you...
Because you,
you know
there's going to... Hey, in theory, that works, but there's going to be some parents who just aren't going to be bothered with it, just sign the piece of paper so they can send their kid to the grocery store.
That's right.
And that kid may or may not know how to drive.
Look, that was the deal with my kid when he got his... Like, we told him, as soon as you get your license...
Oh, of course. That was like, the deal. That was me.
You got to drive here. You got to drive here. You got to do this. I mean, that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like,
and now you can do it
without
ever having to do anything.
Got it. That's not a very smart... That's not a very smart maneuver. I don't know. That's not a very smart maneuver. But, well...
Insurance rates are going to go up.
Exactly. All right. That is Good, the Bad, and the Dumb. It is Wake Up Call, SB Nation Radio.